The Oneida Nation and Menominee Tribe have been given set financial amounts of bonding authority, which basically means they can borrow cash from lenders such as banks or insurance companies. Under this program, lenders don't pay taxes on profits they make from the loans, so they can charge the borrower a lower interest rate. The Menominee Tribe has received $22 million in bonding authority, so they can borrow up to that amount with a tax exemption. Tribal officials want to build a convention center and fix up an existing hotel on the reservation. John Wilhelmy is assistant tribal attorney for the Menominee.
The tribe's had the plans in place for a number of years, and due to the circumstances in the markets, has been unable to borrow the money conventionally, at least up to this point.
Wilhelmy says the next step for tribes that have received an allocation is to find a lender, which even with the bonding authority can be tough given the economic climate. The Oneida Nation has about $15 million in bonding authority. Lance Broberg is president of the Oneida Airport Hotel Corporation, the hospitality arm of the tribe. He says they hope to renovate a restaurant and two hotels and buy a golf course. Broberg says tourism and commerce on the reservation have suffered with the economy.
We're down about 15% in revenues at all of our operated properties. Occupancy is down nearly 20%. We managed to maintain our rates, but even that's difficult during these times.
Broberg says the projects can be done within a year once they secure lenders. Overall, the U.S. Treasury Department has allocated $1 billion in bonding authority for dozens of tribes across the country. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.